you go around over the country, you see some sugar cane abroad, they'll patch it, well, they'll cut that, make them enough syrup to last them.
What's the difference between syrup and molasses?
Well, molasses is a... People used to get molasses. Now, really, there's not much difference. And my way of thinking, molasses is an old thick reject from these sugar mills. I've bought it to feed my cows on. I've got what they call a molasses lick. You've probably seen them. You know anything about the country being around a farm. In the wintertime, you can go a lot of these dealers where they sell feed. They'll come through in these big old tanks, like these big old gas trucks. They'll be molasses trucks. And they'll go to these dealers. Well, they got a storage place there to put it in. Well, you go there and take your 55-gallon drum of 55-gallon drum and get what you want, full or several barrels. I used to have a bunch of cows here. You take a 55-gallon drum, lay it flat, and fix it solid where it can't turn no way, lay it flat, and cut about 12 inches out right out of the top of it, lengthwise. And I got a wheel, I got one hanging out on the side of the shed right now. You put that in that barrel, laying down, you have it fixed where the rain can't get in it. Well, in the wintertime, the hard on cattle, you can feed them that old molasses. And they'll learn that wheel will turn. If they lick it, it turns. It picks up that syrup, you know. Just a flat surface. And you can feed them things on that syrup. And it's just as good as turning them in a clover field out there. Because they'll go out there and eat that old dead grass when they're eating that syrup. They got to have some kind of forage to go with it, and they'll clean it up. I used to do that. Matter of fact, this ain't much I ain't tried.
Did you ever raise hay?
That's all I do now is raise hay.
Yeah. When you used to cut your hay, you'd rake it up into
windrows. I got all the old equipment out there right now. Got a good hay baler. Got a sickle mow, tractor.
Would you ever leave the hay out in the field? Say, if you got too much hay in the barn, where would you put all your hay?
Well, maybe a few times. I think maybe once or twice. I couldn't get it all in. You may make a hay stack. You take a pole, stick it to the ground there, a pipe, and you stack that hay around it. Get it a big stack of it. You take your pitchfork and you get up there and start raking it off.
Brush it down.
Brush it down to where when it rains on it, the water will run off of it and it won't get in the middle of it. It may put you up at the top of that if you got pole, it may put you a piece of tar paper or something up there to keep you from going down that pole. And by combing that stuff down.